Lincoln's Lexington Walking Tour, Lincoln and African-American Sites from 1800 to 1860. Lexington played a unique role in the life of Abraham Lincoln. Because his wife grew up in Lexington, Lincoln had many family ties to the city. Lexington was also home to his mentor, Henry Clay, who had a profound impact on his political career. Lincoln's Civil War counterpart and rival, Jefferson Davis, attended college at Transylvania University and was a friend of the Clay family. Lincoln visited Lexington on several occasions before becoming president. As he walked throughout the town, he would have passed homes and small retail shops. Some of these would have been homes and businesses of free persons of color. Americans of African descent lived along every street in Lexington at the time, and some who were enslaved lived in homes adjacent to the homes of their owners. Some of the stops on this tour are also featured in the library's other walking tours. In this tour, the history presented for the sites will focus on their role in Lincoln's life, in African-American history, and in the Civil War. This tour was originally created in 2009. In celebration of the 200th anniversary of Lincoln's birthday by a partnership between the Lexington Public Library, the Isaac Scott Hathaway Museum, and the Mary Todd Lincoln House. The tour begins in Phoenix Park on the corner of Main Street and Limestone in front of the Central Library. From the corner of Main Street and Limestone Street, head southeast down Main Street until you reach the corner of Main Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Stop 1. Site of the home of Cyrus Parker Jones, corner of Main Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. There is a Kentucky Historical Society marker on the corner designating the site of Campbell Rice religious debate held in 1843 at the Main Street Christian Church. Adjacent to it was a two-story brick house, which was sold by church trustees to Cyrus Parker Jones in 1857. Jones was enslaved by the Parker family and emancipated upon the death of Elizabeth Parker in January of 1850. Elizabeth Parker was the grandmother of Mary Todd Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln settled Elizabeth Parker's estate and may have met Cyrus Parker Jones. Jones is noted for the largest collection of funeral notices for the time period 1806 to 1886. The collection contained death notices of individuals from prominent families of Lexington and at least seven free blacks. Jones, prior to his death, donated the collection to a trustee of the Lexington Public Library, James M. Duff. Jones died in 1887 at the age of 96 and is buried in the oldest African-American cemetery in the city, located on 7th Street. Cross South Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and then cross Main Street to North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Take a right onto East Short Street and walk to the corner of East Short Street and Esplanade. Stop 2. Site of the home of London Farrell. Short Street between Dewey Street and Esplanade. This block is the approximate location of the home of London Farrell. A native Virginian, he was a free black minister ordained by the White Baptist Church in 1821. He migrated to Lexington in 1812 and co-pastored the African church until he became the sole pastor in 1823. In August of 1835, he officiated the marriage of Jane Wells and Lewis Sanders at the Todd home, now the Mary Todd Lincoln House. Farrell understood the conditions of slavery and pronounced the couple married until parted by death or distance. Kentucky law did not recognize marriages between people who were enslaved, so the Sanders marriage was not legally recognized until June of 1871. Jane Sanders is said to have been the Todd family's housekeeper. London Farrell remained in Lexington throughout the cholera epidemic, comforting the sick and performing last rites to those who have died, regardless of their race and religious affiliation. He was buried in the old Episcopal burying ground in 1854, the only African-American to be buried there. The Kentucky Statesman reported that over 4,000 people were present at the graveside service. Head north on Short Street, taking a left on North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Take a right onto East Main Street and continue walking to the old courthouse and Henry A. Tandy Park, just past the intersection of East Main Street and North Upper Street. Stop 3. Henry A. Tandy Centennial Park and the Public Square. Henry A. Tandy Centennial Park between North Upper Street and North Mill Street on Main Street. Henry A. Tandy Centennial Park, formerly known as Cheapside Park, was set aside in the 1780 plat of Lexington as a public square. The first courthouse on this site, Lexington Second, was built in 1788. The courthouse standing today, completed in 1898 and renovated in 2018, is the fourth courthouse on this site. It is the best-known work of Henry A. Tandy, an African-American building contractor who specialized in decorative stone masonry and brickwork. Tandy was born into slavery in 1853 in Estill County, Kentucky. After emancipation in 1865, Tandy settled in Lexington. He and his business partner, Albert Byrd, established the Tandy and Byrd Building Firm in 1892. After a very successful career as the foreman and later the business manager in the firm of Garrett D. Willigus, Tandy and Byrd worked on many notable landmarks in Lexington, including the Opera House, the First National Bank, now 21C Hotel, and the Lexington Public Library's Carnegie Building, now the Carnegie Center for Literacy and Learning. When Tandy died in 1918, he was among the richest African Americans in Kentucky. Tandy's son, Vertner Woodson Tandy, went on to become New York State's first African American architect. However, we cannot ignore the harm that was done in this area to Lexington's African American citizens. Until 1864, this area was used as Lexington's slave auction block, where enslaved African Americans were sold. In 1833, Kentucky passed a Non-Importation Act, which meant that people who were enslaved could not be brought into the state. It did not restrict the sales of persons within the state or sales of enslaved Kentuckians outside of Kentucky. By the 1840s, Lexington was the center of the slave trade in Kentucky, with regular advertisements in the paper for sales in the dealer's office on Main Street. Enslaved people were often sold to settle estates and debts. When Robert S. Todd, Mary Todd Lincoln's father, died, the people he held as slaves were sold here at Cheapside to settle his estate. Walk down to the brick path for Cheapside Alley and take a right. Walk past the pavilion to West Short Street. Take a right onto Short Street, then take a left to cross Short Street to Market Street. Continue down the right side of Market Street until you reach 180 Market Street. Stop Forks, site of the Presbyterian Church, 180 Market Street. The original church on this site was dedicated on July 30, 1815. Mary Todd Lincoln's family attended service here. It was often called McCord's Church in memory of the first pastor, the Reverend James McCord, who died in 1820. The city directory for 1838 to 1839 note that his bones rest beneath the church. Lincoln and his wife may have attended services on this site during their visit to Lexington in the fall of 1847. Continue down Market Street to 190 Market Street on the corner of Market Street and West 2nd Street. Stop 5, Ward's Academy, 190 Market Street. Built around 1794 by Dr. Frederick Ridgely, this is the oldest home around Gratz Park. It was one of the locations for the Shelby Female Institute, known as the Ward Academy. The school was founded by Episcopal minister Reverend John Ward in 1827. Mary Todd Lincoln began her education at the school, graduating in 1831. She continued her education for four more years at the Mintel Academy, located near Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate. Tuition at Ward's Academy was about $44 per year, a little over $1,300 in today's dollars, with French lessons costing extra. Ward's Academy later moved to Mill Street. Walk down West 2nd Street and walk down to the corner of North Mill Street. Take a left and continue down North Mill Street to 176 North Mill Street. Stop 6, Henry Clay's Law Office, 176 North Mill Street. Erected around 1804, this is the only office standing used by Henry Clay. He occupied the office from 1804 to around 1810. Clay lived across the street at the time in a house built for him by his father-in-law, Thomas Hart. Henry Clay, a lawyer and politician, ran for president three times and earned the nickname the Great Compromiser. Clay was a founding member of the American Colonization Society and led the efforts to relocate free black Kentuckians to Liberia, a colony on the coast of West Africa, At one time, Clay held around 50 enslaved Kentuckians, including the Dupree family. Deeds indicate that Clay emancipated Charlotte and her daughter Mary Ann in 1840 and her son Charles in 1844. However, there are no records that show if Clay ever emancipated Charlotte's husband, Aaron. Continue walking on North Mill Street, heading towards Main Street. The block of Mill Street on the left-hand side of the street between Short Street and Main Street is your destination. Stop 7, site of Cassius Clay's printing office, North Mill Street between Short Street and Main Street. This block is the approximated location of Cassius Clay's printing office. Cousin of Henry Clay, he came from one of the largest land and slave-owning families in Kentucky. Clay was a fierce abolitionist who emancipated around 50 people enslaved by him in 1844. He published the first issue of his controversial newspaper, The True American, on this site on June 3, 1845. On August 8, 1845, a group of local slave owners removed the press from the building and shipped it to Cincinnati, where Clay continued to print. During Lincoln's presidency, Cassius Clay was the ambassador to Russia, and during the Civil War was charged with preventing Russia from participating in the war. If you would like to hear more about Cassius Clay, he is featured in Episode 30 of the library's Tales from the Kentucky Room podcast, available at www.lexpublib.org/podcast. 125 Mill Street is the white brick building on the right side of the street, second from the intersection of North Mill Street and West Short Street. Stop 8. Gyron's Confectionery, 125 North Mill Street. M. Maturin Gyron, a French immigrant, ran a confectionery in this vicinity after 1810. The current building on this site was built in 1837. His ballroom, located above the confectionery, was a center of entertainment in the city, and was home to many cotillions, public parties, dancing and music classes. Young Mary Todd, a favorite customer, is said to have acquired Gyron's white cake recipe, which became a favorite of Lincoln's. According to the census of 1820, Gyron owned one enslaved woman. In 1915, the back half of the building was demolished. Walk to the corner of North Mill Street and West Short Street. Take a left down Short Street. 307 West Short Street is the short side of two white brick buildings near the corner. Stop 9, Post Office, 307 West Short Street. Opened in January 1836, this building is Lexington's oldest surviving post office. The post office was open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every weekday and 8 to 9 a.m. on Sundays. Mail rates were based on distance and number of pages. Joseph Ficklin was the postmaster from 1822 to 1841, and again from 1843 to 1850. He is best remembered for having boarded Jefferson Davis from 1821 to 1824 while he was a student at Transylvania University. Continue walking northwest on Short Street towards North Broadway. 509 West Short Street is located next to St. Paul Catholic Church. Stop 10, site of Mary Todd Lincoln's birthplace, 509 West Short Street. Mary Todd Lincoln was born in the house that was once on this site on December 13, 1818, and lived there until 1832, when the family moved to the home on Main Street. The 1820 census indicates that Mary Todd's household included Mr. and Mrs. Todd, four children under 10 years old, and three enslaved women. Eventually, Mr. Todd had 16 children. Of the 14 who lived to adulthood, half were Confederate sympathizers and half were Union. After the property was gutted by fire, masonry from the birthplace was salvaged to build the red brick gatehouse of the present-day Calvary Cemetery. The current house, called Brossard House, was built later by Father Ferdinand Brossard. It is the church office and rectory for St. Paul Catholic Church. 511 West Short Street is the house directly to the left of Brossard House and is set back away from the street. Stop 11, Parker Place, 511 West Short Street. The Italianette-style brick home was built in 1871 by a prominent banker. It was an orphanage from 1907 to 1975. The Parker name refers to Elizabeth Parker, Mary Todd Lincoln's grandmother, who lived in an earlier home on the property. Cyrus Parker Jones was part of this household before gaining his freedom. On the opposite side of Short Street, located at 514 West Short Street, the building is made of stone with a dark metal roof. Stop 12, site of Robards Slave Jail, 514 West Short Street. The old Lexington Theater occupied this site until July 1864, when the interior of the building was destroyed by fire. One of the more famous slave dealers, Lewis C. Robards, purchased the property in 1851 and conducted sales of enslaved persons from the site. He mortgaged the property to John Hunt Morgan, later a Confederate general, in 1855. Robards sold the property before he could be sued by unhappy customers. The building was being utilized as a jail by the Union Army during the Civil War when it burned. The brick and foundation were sold and the lot was purchased by trustees of the First Congregational Church, African American, in 1891. The church building is still standing with modifications made in 2006 to accommodate the new housing construction between Main and Short Street. Walk southeast on West Short Street until you locate Algonquin Street. Algonquin Street is directly across from St. Paul Catholic Church. Take a right on Algonquin and follow it to the intersection of Main Street. Take a right at Main Street and continue northwest on Main Street to Jefferson Street. Cross to the left at the crosswalk at Jefferson Street and walk down the left side sidewalk until you're in front of Mary Todd Lincoln's house at 576 West Main Street. Stop 13, Mary Todd Lincoln's house, 578 West Main Street. The property was the Todd family residence from 1832 to 1849. Mary Todd resided there from age 13 to 21 before moving to Springfield, Illinois to live with her sister in 1839. There she met Abraham Lincoln and they were married in November 1842. The Lincolns stayed at this home during their 1847 visit to Lexington en route to Washington, D.C. for the start of Lincoln's congressional term. Lincoln visited Lexington on several other occasions after that, including to settle the estate of Mary's father, Robert S. Todd, and her grandmother, Elizabeth Parker. Lincoln would have had direct contact with enslaved people in both households. To return to the library, walk on the sidewalk towards Broadway. Continue through Broadway's intersection, crossing only when safe to do so, and follow the road to the corner of Main and Limestone, or Vine and Limestone, crossing the intersection of the library when safe to do so, and following traffic signals.
This concludes our tour. Thank you for joining Lexington Public Library on this walk through Lexington's past and present. If you enjoyed the tour, check out our other tours on our website at www.lexpublib.org/walkingtours.